Beloved friends of the World Kli, today Latin 4, worked on the preparation, and we're going to uplift the hearts of the friends. We're going to make efforts in order to connect our deficiencies and rise from love of friends to love of the Creator.
Queridos amigos del Kli Mundial, en esta preparación para entrar a la lección,
dear friends on the World Kli, in this preparation for the lesson, let's unite our hearts with a prayer of the many, with joy, with faith above reason.
Unamos nuestros corazones en una plegaria con mucha alegría, por fe, por encima de la razón.
Amados hermanos, estamos aquí ante ustedes
con brothers,
para preparar.
We are here with a lot of joy in order to prepare our hearts for the lesson. Let's ask the Creator that He will give us the power of Binah, the force of bestowal, with the right intention that we will reach unity as one man in one heart. Let's demand of the Creator that He will provide the needs of my friends and of the World Kli.
Let's make this intention a prayer of many together, and may the Creator hear it from each one of us in order to bestow contentment to Him. Let's remember that He only hears, you know, the prayer of the World Kli in this case.
Guillermo. Queridos amigos, venimos de un gran congreso.
Dear friends, we have been through a huge congress that allowed us to feel closer to each other. With the great help of our great Rav and all the Kabbalists, and the effort of the World Kli, annulment and devotion and faith above reason. And
con la anulación de nuestra naturaleza.
Friends, also let's remember we can only do it together as one. When we annul our nature towards the friends and holding on to there is none else besides Him. So that at the end of the lesson we will be stronger and be able to give greater effort in order to bestow contentment to the Creator. We are willing to cope with any resistance that will come against our connection.
Dear friends, the entire process we've been through in the blessed group of Bnei Baruch, over time we understood that He is the good who does good. That's why we have many reasons to be in joy, to be full of energy in order to demand the Creator's help. With our exertion, we are creating the effort to enter spirituality. This is now.
Y un corazón devoto del maravilloso atributo del Creador. Ahora clamamos al Creador.
The face is smiling and the heart is open with the feeling of the quality of the Creator. So now we will demand from the Creator that the quality of Binah will hold us with the right intention in order to hold His purpose and reach the end of correction as one. Let's go.
Vamos, hermanos, corazón, amor. Un solo cuerpo, un solo corazón. Un solo cuerpo, un solo corazón, amor. Somos uno y no hay división. Vamos uniéndonos con el corazón. Somos uno y no hay división. Vamos uniéndonos con el corazón. Vamos, hermanos, solo juntos lograremos nuestra unión. Solo otorgando lograremos ser un cuerpo tú y yo. Dejemos nuestro egoísmo a un lado. Yeah. Vámonos uniendo juntos.
Aquí vamos, mis hermanos. Parece que aquí viene eso. Al final y ahora estamos todos los amigos unidos. Y estamos todos por encima del ego. Y somos todos iguales. Todos Israel, vamos todos pintas a el próximo nivel.
Vamos, hermanos, canten conmigo. Hermanos, cantemos unidos.
Un solo cuerpo, un solo corazón. Todos uno y no hay división. Un solo cuerpo, un solo corazón.
Excerpt. Source excerpt. Love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which they can achieve the love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is normally considered love of friends. In other words, love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Rather, it is I who must love the friends. For this reason, it makes no difference if the friend slanders him and must certainly hate him. Instead, a person who wishes to acquire love of others needs the correction of loving the other. Therefore, when a person makes the effort and judges him to the side of merit, it is a sgula, a remedy, whereby the toil that a person makes, which is called an awakening from below, he is given strength from above to be able to love all the friends without exception.
Pregunta para el taller activo. ¿Por qué debo expresar?
A question for an active workshop.
Que ellos me amen a mí.
Why do I have to love my friends and not expect them to love me? Again, an active workshop. Why do I have to love my friends and not expect them to love me?
This is the form the Creator gave us to reach adhesion with Him. Equivalence of form. If I expect the friends to love me, it means I expect reward for every action I do. And if there's no reward, I do nothing. So, specifically in love of friends and loving them without any expectations, this is the true exertion. From that, a true prayer is weaved.
Yes, and also for the friends to love me, this is something that I'm doing now anyway. It's something that is in my nature. Why should I love my friends? Because that's exactly the quality of bestowal. This is the difference between my current reality, which is entirely working for my benefit, for myself, versus loving the friends.
In my vessels, I see the state that is opposite the correct state, corrupt vessels. So everything is only about adding an exertion, adding a desire for connection, and not expecting the friends to love me. But I truly need to be in prayer, so the friends will have such a tendency towards connection and outside of themselves.
Yes, and this precisely is the quality of bestowal that I need to reach, because I need correction. That's the reason why I was brought to this society, to the 10. So with their help and together with them, I'll be able to discover the quality of bestowal. But there's no doubt that the work is upon me.
Yeah, I came to discover the quality of bestowal. That's why I have to change. I have to resemble the Creator. I have to learn how to love the friends.
Friends already love me. In order for me to be able to see that or to equalize with the friends, I need to love my friends. And I also need to ask the Creator's help. In order for the friends to love me, I don't need the Creator's help for that. I'll remain a small egoist in the darkness in my room. But in order to love the friends, I need that all of us will connect as 1-10.
Rabash writes about it, that the person was given a group, so you would learn how to love them. That's why this expectation is irrelevant.
Yes, and also it seems to me that this is also our default. We constantly expect to be loved. That's one. Two, our goal is altogether to be similar to the Creator. And the Creator, he is doing external actions, so it should be the same for us. Like the friend said, he's directing us towards the outside, towards others, towards the friends.
It lowers the expectations, it opens up a place for effort, for adding and reinforcing, to overcome, like a man becomes a man when he is getting married, he takes on a responsibility, and similarly we take a responsibility, we grow stronger.
We go stronger, we warm up, and the most important thing is that the Creator is constantly giving us desires and expectations. When will I be loved? When will I get a reward? And our response as a 10 and as individuals should be, when will I succeed in loving the friends without thinking about what will I get out of it? And through that, we incorporate together.
Every time I feel I'm capable of diagnosing how far I am from it, this is the precise prayer I need to have. How incapable am I of praying for the friends? How much I don't want to ask the Creator to help me? Each such discernment, how much I can't compared to what Kabbalists are telling us to do, this delta is the prayer in the heart.
Yes, and we should keep being in a prayer and not expect any reward, even though this is how it appears in the will to receive. But upon that, you just want to see, how do I help the friends come back to connection in the 10 all the time? Ask for them. That we will be as one man in one heart. Just like now in the lesson, we want the light to work on us.
For the light to work, to develop in us the correct attitude of love and concern and care for the friends, and only from each of us and outwardly. And not expect anything in return, just as the Creator loves everyone equally. I don't expect anything in return. Yes, Coleman.
Guillermo.
No se marca. Bueno, Pregunta para Taller en Silencio.
A silent workshop.
¿Cómo debemos amar a los amigos? Pregunta como para Taller en Silencio.
How do we reach love of friends? Again, a question for a silent workshop. How do we reach love of friends?
Plegaria, queridos amigos. Gracias,
dear friends, a prayer. Thank you, Creator, for your kindness and mercy in bringing us together in this place and time with the world Kli. We ask you to give friends the strength for the right connection, for your revelation and contentment, and that the earth be filled with your light.